Welcome back. It is the final segment of Hardline here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Meet the Press will take over right at noon. But as I said, it's the final segment. And this week we did learn of the resignation of Dr. Kreiner Cash for his reaction and kind of an outlook on the Buffalo schools. We have Sam Radford from We the Parents. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Sam. What was your reaction to Dr. Cash's resignation?
Honestly, my reaction was that, you know, it was good timing. I thought Dr. Cash did a good job, you know, early on when he came into the district. But I thought as of late, the last 6 months or so, things had gotten rocky and to the point of untenable. And so I thought it was a good time to, you know, get some new leadership and to really set chart a new course.
You know, when you look back at the time Dr. Cash was here, as you said, you thought the first early on he was doing a good job. It got a little rocky here at the end. What do you think his legacy of superintendent will be?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be different things for different people. For those people who really understand what receivership is, Dr. Cash was a great receiver. You know, when he first came to this district, almost half the schools was in receivership. That means they were one step away from being taken by the state. Dr. Cash was a receiver. He did not have to report to the board. He was not bound by the limitations of the teacher's contract. He was only subject to the commissioner of education. And under that, with that power, he was able to do things in this district that hadn't been done. So he was able to take almost all but three of those schools and move them out of receivership status into schools in good standing. He was able to settle two teachers' contract. I think that was the first major, you know, thing that he did that will be part of his legacy. You know, that teachers' contract was not settled for 12 years, and he was able to come in and get the teachers' contract settled. And so I think those two things, you know, were, you know, actually, you know, what, you know, would be part of his legacy. But I also think that is what led to ultimately his downfall, in the sense that he got used to the power of not having to be responsive to the board. He got used to the power of not having to collaborate, function as a receiver. So I think that was his leadership style. So when he had to listen to the board and he had to collaborate, he struggled with that.
What did you think of his handling? Now, I know he left as students were heading back, but what did you think of really the last thing he was faced with, the situation at McKinley High School? What did you think of his handling of that?
Yeah, I think that was, I thought he handled that very poorly, but I think that was that along with how he handled, starting with the end of the pandemic, you know, the fact that Buffalo Public Schools are the last schools in New York State, of all of New York State, to come back to school in person last year in March. The fact that he did not spend time this summer, you know, dealing with the transportation issue like other school districts did, and come up with a plan to ensure that we didn't have kids standing on bus stops in the middle of the winter. And then, you know, we have a major attendance issue because he didn't offer a remote option to parents who were not comfortable sending their children to school. That was what was the weight on him coming into the McKinley situation. Once the McKinley situation took place with that as a backdrop, the McKinley situation just became the straw that broke the camel's back.
Now, the interim superintendent will be Dr. Tanya Williams. What do you know of the interim superintendent?
I know Dr. Tanya Williams well. I mean, I think she's a good interim superintendent. I think she's really what we need right now. You know, people who listen closely to Dr. Cash know late in his tenure that, you know, he talked a lot about, you know, Martha's Vineyard and, you know, Buffalo being, you know, a small city who thinks it's a big city. And, you know, he really, you know, it was clear that he did not appreciate Buffalo culture and Buffalo history in a way that I think Dr. Tanya Williams will. Dr. Tanya Williams, her parents went to Buffalo Public Schools. She went to Buffalo Public Schools. She's worked in Buffalo Public Schools for most of her career. She's been a guidance counselor. She's been a principal. She's been a central administrator. She knows the people in Buffalo. She's able to collaborate. And when she came right out and said the first thing she's going to do is she's going to get out here in the community and reestablish some of those, the communication was broken with Dr. Cash, with community organizations and churches, and really, you know, partner with our not-for-profits to be able to make sure we all in this together to provide all of our children with a top-quality education.
Now, you've mentioned, you know, where Dr. Cash, his downfall as superintendent. What do you think are some of the most pressing issues for the Buffalo schools that the next superintendent, the interim superintendent, is going to need to address at the end of this school year and going into next school year?
Well, obviously, we still have a transportation crisis. We still have a bus driver shortage. I mean, we still have a bus aid shortage. I think transportation is going to be critical. I think the opportunity that she has is that Buffalo has more money than it has ever had in its history. We got an additional $300 million from the federal government, an additional $70 million from the state government. So we got money to be able to solve problems, to be innovative, to redo infrastructure. So I think, you know, maybe if we cut down on the amount of busing that our children are using, I think she's going to be faced with this opportunity to integrate what we learned in the pandemic, you know, by offering a remote option for those people at work for. But I think, you know, her biggest challenge is going to be how do we get our children reading, writing, doing math on grade level and graduating college and career ready. So I think that the emphasis is going to need to be on academic achievement, especially with the fact that after our children are already the lowest performing in the region, and now 2 years of, you know, basically dealing with the pandemic and being the last ones to get back, I think our children are really far behind. We haven't been able to implement the plan because we didn't have after school that was supposed to catch our children up. So I think her challenge is going to be how do we academically get children caught up after coming out of the pandemic.
And as you mentioned, you know, the number one thing would be getting people into school. There is that transportation issue. There is the bus driver shortage. Do you think there's any more steps that the city schools could take to address that? What would be your idea to address this transportation, get it back where it needs to be so students can be in school 5 days a week?
Yeah, I think it's threefold. I think, one, you need to make that job a more secure job. That job needs to be a full-time job with benefits and pay higher wages. I think that's obviously will attract more people to it. Two, I think you need to have less people on the bus. I don't think we need to be busing kids all across the city anymore. I think we need to come up with a process where more kids go to schools closer to their homes and don't need the bus. And three, I think you need to decrease the number of kids who catch the bus by offering a remote option. You'll have, you know, maybe 10% of the kids who will take advantage of that remote option. That'll decrease the number of kids that need to catch the bus. So I think those are three things that you can do right away. That will, you know, you can do that obviously through placing office, and you can do that through partnering with First Students to give the raises, and then just, you know, creating a remote department through, as the state education department has prescribed, actually. They gave them a pathway to do that. So I think those are doable things that if they plan now, they can get them done and they can be implemented by September.
Sam Rafford from We the Parents. Sam, I appreciate you joining me on a Sunday, and I know as we get to know the new interim superintendent and as the look for a new one or to remove the interim from the superintendent, we'll be talking with you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
Thanks, you too. That is Sam Rafford from We the Parents on his reaction to the resignation of Dr. Kreiner Cash and also the new the interim superintendent. And again, there will be a search, but we see how we know how interviews work. There's the interim superintendent. Possibly the interim will be removed and she will be the new superintendent. And I'm sure we will get to know this new interim superintendent and probably even have her on the station at some point this week. It is 11:46. When we come back, we'll wrap up Hardline. We'll wrap up the week. We'll also hear from something I teased in the 10 o'clock hour, that those comments from Governor Kathy Hochul on a new Bills stadium. It is Sunday, after all, and what better way to end Hardline than with some Bills talk? So join us. Stay tuned. Again, if you missed any of the interviews today, Congressman Chris Jacobs, Comptroller Kevin Hardwick, Aaron Katursky live in Ukraine, and our last guest, Sam Rafford, all those interviews will be available at WBEN.com, also on the Odyssey app, and you can download them, listen to that, and not only clips here from Hardline, but all of our shows here on News Radio 930 WBEN. When we come back, we'll hear comments from Governor Kathy Hochul on Hardline.